This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Wow, you know, I'm looking at the statistics for this connection, and I am watching the internet crack. I can see, class, very interesting things. I can see jitter on the connection. I can see delay. I can see frame loss. And what's happening on the internet right now is there's an underlying amount of frame loss. That is, I've never seen anything like it. So I guess it's these students acting like they're studying at home. I guess it's like these government workers. Sounds like an oxymoron, doesn't it? These government employees at home, you know, looking at the home shopping network or whatever they're doing on the internet, but it is causing the internet to crack and stumble. I've never seen anything like this. I've seen, you know, a blip here and a blip there, but nothing continuous like I'm seeing right now. It's amazing. In a bad way. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Kyle Harris is with us, and we're going to talk about tips, things that we've learned. We'll talk about what you might do to help you survive the corona panic. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Mr. Vincent Fennelli. How are you today? Hunkered down?
I'm okay. I'm okay.
Yeah, right.
You're always okay.
You're a survivor guy. You know, Vince, it's interesting. Go ahead.
Okay, Kyle, we have a 2,000 millisecond delay, which means 2 seconds. So between me and Genesis Communications Network, I am 2 seconds behind. So if you say something and I say something, we're going to be easily stepping on each other. So I want to prepare the audience for that, those who are the students for that, because that's where we are right now. And we've talked about the new normal. The new normal is you know, way worse than it used to be. A few weeks ago, you know, in the good old days, you know, we might get annoyed if, or just a little disappointed if the store didn't have what we're looking for. Now we're lucky, you know, we feel really fortunate if we get half of what we're looking for. So that's the new normal. I wanted to share one thing with you, Kyle, before we get started, and that is the term that Kurt Wilson and I came up with together. So I only own half of it, and he owns the other half. And it's called situational ethics and situational morality. So let me give you that. That's when a person can but won't. Okay, that's when there's an agreement, and two guys or two gals or two people agree to do something, and one of them just changes his mind. Just changes his mind. I'm not talking about force majeure. I'm just talking about changing his mind. So here's an example. So let's say two guys, you know, say, hey, you know, there's a really neat car I'd like to go look at. You want to come with me? And so the two guys go out and they say, well, that's a really neat car. Let's say it's a Mustang, for example, you know, an old vintage Mustang. This is just for an example. And they go out and they look at it, and both of them really like it, and both of them really want to buy it. So one guy says to the other guy, I'll tell you what. You really like it. I know you really like it. And you can afford it, and why don't you buy it? You know, I'd like it too, but you buy it. And so the other guy buys it. and everything's good. And they say, you know, and the one who says you buy it says, look, I'll tell you what, if you ever decide to sell it, you know, I'd like the opportunity to buy it back from you. Yeah. And so that doesn't cost anything, right? So the two guys agree, sure, yeah, if I ever decide to sell it, I don't think I'll ever sell it, but, you know, if I ever decide to sell it, sure, I'll sell it to you. I'll give you the first right of refusal. And then time goes by, and the guy who bought it decides to sell it. And he just goes and talks to an auctioneer and says, let's put it on this, you know, auto auction and we'll sell it because we'll get a lot of money for it. And then the other guy says, hey, wait a minute. Remember you said you'd give me the first right of refusal? Remember that? Oh, yeah. But it's different now. See, I can get a lot of money for it. And so that is what we're calling situational ethics and situational morality. So the original agreement gets thrown away because one guy says, look, it's not in writing, and I'm not going to do it because I don't want to. I'm thinking of me first. That's situational morality. That's situational ethics. Now, it's not just that one example. There's probably a billion different examples of situational ethics and morality where people agree to do something and then say, no, I'm not going to do it. And here's why I'm telling this class. I believe that you're going to see this more and more and more and faster every single day as we go down the drain of the corona panic. Kyle, do you have any thoughts or comments about situational ethics and situational morality?
You know, Vince, it's that has been going on, let's just say, a better way to say it, it's been increasing the more that the younger generation, seemingly to me, gets older, you know, because it seems like they don't have the moorings that they used to have. Like when we grew up, certain things, I remember my dad shaking hands with a guy, over a truck deal that they were working, I'm talking over the road truck, and my dad honored it. And the other guy honored it. And they ended up becoming really good friends. So, you know, things used to be able to be done on a handshake because it meant something. I think too, the more stress, financial, emotional, mental stress that people get under, the faster that situational ethics will change, dramatically. Just like you said, I think that, I think people will forget, rent payments. They'll forget whatever, anything that they think they can get away with. You know, I think that will happen. Very rarely do you see people, unless they're older people. It's like when I used to do gun shows all the time, I would never take checks unless it was an older guy. I never took checks from anybody young. I just wouldn't do it. I got burned once, and I said, you know, I know better to do this, then I'm never going to do it again. And so, but I've never received a bad check from an older guy at a gun show. When I was doing them years ago, many years ago, I was doing them fairly often. It's just the difference, I think, that goes with generational things. I'm not saying that it didn't happen with the older generation, but it was way less common, I feel.
I absolutely agree. I'll tell you a story, class. So when we sold our house in Virginia, our farm in Virginia, we decided to sell it ourselves. And so we put an ad on the internet for it. And I was shocked. Nothing happened for a couple of days. I couldn't believe it. Nothing happened because it's a really nice farm. And I priced it really below everything else. You know, normally what happens with real estate is you look around and you go, oh, we get more than that for it. I priced it below every other comparable farm, and it was better than the other farms. So it was absolutely the best deal. So after a couple of days of being on the internet, I was stunned. So I thought, what could be wrong? So I raised the price. $20,000. And nothing happened. So I raised the price another $20,000. And we got a call. And the guy said he wanted to come see it. He was really interested in it. I said, okay. Let me tell you how this goes. So from my world, it has to be a contract that is very simple, that, you know, someone young could understand. No complex legalese. And it has to be a cash offer, meaning no contingencies. You can't base this on selling your car, your truck, your house, and your boat, and your apartment building. It has to be a cash deal. With no contingencies. As simple as that. Okay? And so this guy said, yeah, that makes sense to me. So we sat down at the dining room table. Mrs. Finelli was there. I was there. The buyer was there. And the wife of the, you know, the couple was there, husband and wife. And they loved it. And they wanted to buy it. And they said, how much is it? I said, well, and I gave them the lowest number. That was the other contingency. There's no negotiation on price. None. Okay. So I said, this is the price. We took it right to the bottom. We don't want to have to waste your time haggling over price, bartering, negotiating. This is the price. No negotiation. Simple contract written in English and no contingencies. Cash deal. And so he said, okay, what's the price? So I gave him the lowest price, the original price I listed it at. And he said, well, that's not fair. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, you listed it for the original price plus $20,000, and you listed it for another $20,000, you know, a few days after that. And I said, I know. So it's available to you at the lowest price. He said, I can't do that. He said, I'll tell you what. I'll meet you in the middle. I'll pay you $20,000 more than the lowest price. I'll pay you your middle price. Can you imagine that, Kyle? That's what happened.
Wow.
And to this day, 20 years later, we are still good friends. And when he has questions about the farm, like, hey, Vinny, how'd you do this or how'd you do that? I tell him. You know, I tell him as best I can remember how I did it, you know, what I trenched, where it is, how it works, and so forth. It was a wonderful relationship, but I was stunned. I was stunned that he was willing to do that. But those are those are exceptions to the rule. But I think today I'm seeing cracks right now that are situational morality and ethics cracks, and it's getting worse. It really is getting worse. Companies aren't honoring their warranties as they used to. Companies aren't honoring their prices. Companies are changing their prices. I'll put something in a shopping cart on the internet, like a food item. I'll put it in the shopping cart. And by the time I click checkout, it's gone. It's taken out of my shopping cart. So I don't even have a shopping cart. I have an illusion of a shopping cart. And then the next day, when it's back in stock, the price is higher for the same item. That's situational morality. That's situational ethics. That's taking advantage of a terrible, terrible situation. And so I just wanted to share that with the class. So be prepared for that. Be prepared for all kinds of people reneging on agreements by saying, well, you know, the times are different. Now, I'm not talking about things that cost you more money now. I'm talking about things that people could do without any cost whatsoever to either party. They still are reneging. Kyle, when we come back, let's talk about how to save some money, how to do things a little more clever, a little smarter, as we go down the drain of the corona panic, and how things are going to be tougher, how we can make our equipment last longer, like electronics. Really simple to do. Kyle's with us. Kyle Harris.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving.
Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powder Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powder Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle Harris is with us in Montana. We've got a call. And the call screen says Ambassador Holland in Canada. Is that right?
Correct.
So you, is that your name, Ambassador, or are you an ambassador?
Oh, hi, Vincent. This is Chilcotin Ambassador Sue Holland. I was interviewed by you in 2016 a couple times.
Okay, sure. Oh, yes,
yeah.
I remember.
Greetings to you and to all your family. However, this is an emergency announcement that I'm wishing to make on your program this morning with respect to the coronavirus COVID-19 crisis. Because of my science background and I have a lot of ancestors who were science experts, I believe I discovered a very simple natural method of curing the coronavirus, especially for those people who are most vulnerable, and those are people with blood type A. And so I'm in negotiations with the president's office currently. I had written to the president on March 23rd. The letter was received by the White House staff, and they have refused to act on a very simple, natural method of healing and saving lives. So I'm very, very concerned at this point in time that people's lives are being lost needlessly. There is a cure, and this is very, very serious. I thank you for letting me say that to the people of the United States, but there is a very, very real cure which can save the most vulnerable, and those people who I think who have blood type A are pretty much mainly the ones who are not making it. And so this is very, very serious that the White House is not listening. They're not investigating. People are being lost when they need not to be. I understand that.
Sue Holland, let me ask you this. What is the cure?
I am going to refrain from saying that because it takes government involvement.
Why?
Why? Because there's a two-prong situation that this illness is a bioweapon, and it will take the government's initiating and taking steps to not only tell people to stay home, but it also means that the government's going to have to take steps that when people are at home, that they are protected from something that creates a situation where this bioweapon attacks them in their homes. And so staying home is part of the answer.
Sue Holland?
Yes.
Sue Holland, let's not mince words. This is a very serious situation.
It is very, very
serious. If you believe that you have a cure.
I do.
The governments, just hang on. The governments all over the world are saying stay home. 80% of the United States is in lockdown, at least as of yesterday. At least 265 million Americans are in some form of lockdown. So we are in lockdown. The mayor of Los Angeles is saying everyone wear a mask all the time. Now, if you've got more information, let's be specific. Let's get it out right now. And if we have to embarrass the White House, we can do that right here, right now. What is it? What is the answer?
Okay, the answer is two-prong. Black cumin seed is an absolute must to take. That is going to protect from death. That will help the individual who has this virus to protect their cells, to protect their mind from going to delirium, to protect their cells from being totally consumed by the effects of the virus. However, that's not the only answer.
All right, we're going into a break, and I'd like to hold you through the break if you don't mind. But when we come back, I'd like to hear a succinct answer. Okay, so black cumin seed. What else must a person do, and why, and where did you get the information from?
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A first coronavirus-related economic stimulus bill is still in the pipeline. It's been approved by lawmakers, signed by President Trump, but a lot of the benefits are just starting to flow. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says discussions have begun with congressional leaders on a second such bill that would focus on infrastructure.
We'll continue to have those conversations. So we expect there will be more bills, and we think it is a great time now to invest in infrastructure.
Russia has been portrayed as one of America's biggest enemies, but it is stepping up with a plane full of critical medical supplies that have arrived in New York City, where the coronavirus has been hitting especially hard. The supplies include protective gear, masks, and ventilators, and antiseptics. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Kyle Harris is with us, and Sue Holland called in from Canada. And Sue Holland, I want to tell you this, that I believe the White House is listening to USA Prepares, and I can tell you why. About a week ago, I mentioned that the coronavirus is being protected by the chemical spraying of the skies over the United States. The chemical spraying has protected and prevented ultraviolet light and the white light from the sun from killing the virus in the air. And subsequent to that, a few days later, the chemical spraying stopped. It's the first time it stopped. So north, south, east, and west of here in Missouri, I see no chemical spraying, and I have not for days. And I can measure the sun's rays on a meter that collects solar energy. Almost record numbers with regard to solar rays hitting the farm here in Missouri. So if you have the cure, let's hear it. If we need to embarrass the White House as we did in the last week, we'll do it again. So you said black cumin seed is a must to protect the body and the mind. What else?
And I want to just mention with the black cumin seed, it's important, it's absolutely imperative that people have some on hand, because once this hits, if you start feeling it in your throat, it'll go down into your lungs within hours, and delirium can set in within a half a day. So
it's, okay, what is what? Oh, okay, yeah. So what is the what's
second
the next
thing
step?
Is, and I do want to stress that, you know, the White House, I really hope, is listening, because, and I was patenting this cure because I know this is real, I know this works. However, I'm putting aside all of that. I was negotiating our ambassador releases out from custody with the White House. However, I'm putting aside all that because I believe that if it saves one life, it's worth disclosing. And so the second prong of the matter is that if you stay home and you shelter in place, you are going to die, even if you take black cumin seed, because the very real situation is this. This is a bioweapon, and what triggers this bioweapon to kill you comes from the frequencies in our homes and amongst our homes. The smart meter, the Wi-Fi from our modems, the cell phones, these electromagnetic frequencies trigger this virus to attack us and to kill us. So, yes, we need to shelter in place. But the White House, the government of the United States, and governments around the world need to shut down in order to save lives, and it will. We have tested it. It works 100% of the time. If you shut down, because, you know, people may do whatever they do with their modems to cover it, or they cover their cell phones, or they cover their smart meters, that's great if you're out in the country. But if you're in the city and all your neighbors still have these things on, it's still going to kill you. So even the black cumin seed is not enough in itself. When we shelter in place, which is a potentially good thing, but it's not going to be effective. Matter of fact, if we go to the hospital because we get sick with all those electromagnetic frequencies, we're going to die anyway. So all those people who are going to the hospital to die, they're going to guarantee their death. There's no help in the hospitals when we have all those electromagnetic frequencies triggering this bioweapon. And so this actually works, and it can work. It's going to be super, super, cumbersome on society to be sheltered in place and to shut down all their electrical devices. But if the other alternative is the White House can put mandates in place that all these electromagnetic devices using them for a while. Because
Sue Holland?
Yes.
Sue Holland, what you mentioned that you have a scientific background. Can you tell us about that? What is your scientific background?
Well, I was a pre-med student, a biology major in my first year of university. I was award-winning biology major. Unfortunately, I did not finish my education.
Sue, let me see if I've got this right. Your first year of college, that's freshman year. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. So hold it. You're claiming that you're a scientist who completed the freshman year of college? Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. So, all right. Sue, let me just
Sue, hold on, please.
We have been saying what you've been saying for years. This is nothing new. We have been saying that electromagnetic radiation causes all kinds of maladies, including cancer. That's nothing new. Hospitals use telemetry. They use wireless communications to all kinds of instrumentation. And I'll bet you that the IT, the information technology people at the hospitals, have been ramping up their telemetry to monitor the extra patients. And I'll bet you those devices are running wide open, full throttle. Okay, which makes everything worse. I believe everything that in that line of what you said. But we can't fix that. You can't fix that. I can't fix that. And the president can't fix that. Because if the president tells the hospitals, you will stop using Wi-Fi, wireless communications, and telecommunication, that means there will be no monitoring of anybody from the nurse's station. There will be no communications within the hospitals.
Correct. But you know what? Okay. The people don't have to go to the hospital. They can cure themselves at home. They have to get out in the country where there's no electronic devices, take the black human seed, and you know what? There's going to be 100% of life saved. We have tested
You cannot claim that because you don't know.
Well,
Sue, I'm sorry. I appreciate your passion. I really do. But you cannot make that claim. Thank you for your call. I know I'm going to get a lot of heat over this. You cannot patent a seed that is naturally appearing on the planet. You can't. That's why DuPont patented R12 Freon, because you could use as a refrigerant. You could use propane gas, but you can't patent propane. And you can't patent butane. And you can't patent the combination of propane and butane because they're naturally occurring. So what DuPont did was they created another gas that they could patent and then put that in automobiles and sell it at an infinite number of times the price point. Okay. Kyle, any comments?
Yeah, Vince, you know, I believe that there are cures for this. I was doing some research myself, and a Polish scientist has gotten a hold of this COVID-19 virus, figured out, and he is an actual real scientist with a lab. You can find this on the internet and find out that if you deprive COVID-19 of a particular enzyme, it dies instantly. And so he is trying to figure out a drug or something along that line that will deprive this COVID-19 virus of an enzyme. I believe that there are probably all kinds of different ways to be able to kill this disease, like there has been throughout history. You and I both know about the Black Plague and thieves' oil and the black salve, and you know what I mean. There, Dr. Christopher's anti-plague formula that came out of ancient times. There are cures for this stuff, and probably a lot of it's going to be natural. You know, it's just like what we're trying to talk about today, though, is the reality of how to live in this new paradigm that we're being thrust into, whether we like it or not. Whether people think, and it's interesting, you know, that you got rid of that guy that thought it was a hoax. Right after that, I ran into two people. One is a nurse, and the other's daughter is still and has been in China the entire time that this COVID-19 thing started. Both of them think it's a hoax in this vein. Not that there isn't a disease, because they both believe there is a disease and people are dying from it. That's a fact. But they think the hoax part fits in, where they both believe that the reaction that our government is taking and the world is taking in such a financial and panic medically of oh, we got to have more ventilators and all of these different things. They believe that the hype is the hoax in that sense. Now, what I thought was interesting, and I told both of them the same thing, and it's like what you and I are talking about today. Regardless, I know it's not a hoax. I know for a fact it's not, because there are people in our area that have it. But the reality is, whether people believe it's a hoax or not is totally irrelevant. The paradigm that you're going to be forced to live in because of this is fixing to change dramatically. Vince, have you ever heard of the book called Who Moved the Cheese?
Yes, I have.
This is what's happening to us, you know. I wear a mask, and I have. I even got poked fun at one time at a store. Said, oh, man, don't want to get that COVID-19 by a couple of young guys walking out of a store because I had a mask on. And this was weeks ago. But I don't care, you know. I really don't care what people think. I don't want this thing. Sue had just said, I have read that it does affect people with type A blood type more severely than any other blood type. I thought that was very interesting. And I don't want it. I don't want my wife to get it. I don't want my grandkids, my kids to get it. So I'm taking every precaution I can. I wipe my hands down. I wash them more now than I've ever washed them in my entire life. I wear a mask whenever I go into town. But what's interesting to me, because yesterday my wife and I decided we had the grandkids out here for a while, because my daughter is very judiciously quarantining them off so that we can still visit with them. She doesn't want them getting sick or us either. So anyway,
Kyle, hold that thought. We're going into a break, and please finish the rest of that story when we come back. Kyle Harris in Montana.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle Harris is with us, and class, I expect I'm going to get some heat over this. I've been getting a lot of heat, and I've been losing a lot of friends over this corona panic, and I understand. But my position is immutable. The coronavirus is real, and it is causing the corona panic. And the corona panic is my term. I coined that term because that explains in two words what is happening revolving around the coronavirus. So it is in. We are in the corona panic, and I just want to mention that Sue Holland called in, and she said she was she studied science as a college freshman. That's 1 year. 1 year of that would be chemistry 101, biology 101. I got to tell you, I'm sorry, but that does not make a person a scientist. Okay, chemistry 101. Maybe physics 101, maybe biology 101, and some English and some history and some sociology and some psychology. That does not make a scientist. I've had all those courses too. I'm not a scientist. I've had way more than that, and I'm not a scientist. So I just wanted to tell you that, you know, maybe there is something to the black cumin seed, maybe. And I hope that that's true. But we cannot let people place all their hopes on something that we cannot verify here at USA Prepares. I don't want you to think I'm poo-pooing it. I hope it works. I hope people study it. I hope the White House works on it. Maybe we embarrass the White House. I don't know about this. I don't know. But maybe someone will take those points and run with them and learn about them and maybe find a cure. So I wanted to say that if you think I was harsh on her, I have to be. There has to be some reason here. We cannot allow. I know the guy who was arrested in. He's got a place in Missouri. He's a preacher. He's a television preacher. Baker is his name. Jim Baker. He was selling cures. for the coronavirus. He was also selling timeshares that he didn't have. And he was arrested and spent time in the clink as a felon. So I don't want you to think that just because someone with a microphone says something that it's true. I'm telling you, I can't believe what I'm hearing on the radio lately. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed of what I'm hearing. And people who are saying this is not true, how could that possibly be true that this is fake? How is that possible? You know, I live in one of the poorest counties in Missouri. A week ago, we had one case confirmed. A week ago. Now it's four. How is it possible that it's everywhere? And how is it possible that it's not real? So I just wanted to share that with you, my thoughts. Kyle, you were talking about your family. And you were talking about who moved the book, Who Moved My Cheese. Now, I know a guy, actually I know several people who have said virtually the same thing. And here it is. Here's the quote. I'm willing to prepare, and this is in the early days of preparedness with USA Prepares. I'm willing to prepare, but I'm not willing to change my lifestyle. That is the salient point, I believe, of the book, Who Moved My Cheese. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm willing to prepare, but I'm not.
The reality is, whoever adapts to this, and Vince, you know this too. When we come out on the other side of this, and I believe we will, there's going to be a different reality. And the people that have money, a lot of money, already know pretty much what that's going to look like. And so they are preparing for it. The reality for us is, though, we've got to get through it. And do I believe it's probably a bioweapon? Probably. How is it that young children are not being affected by this? That it's pretty much the old. I mean, do I think that's possible and even probable? Yes, I do. Because the regular flu, you know, hits everybody. It hits young kids. It hits everybody. So, you know, and I believe it is hitting a few, but not near what a normal flu would. It just don't, you know, a lot of this doesn't sink. In any case, back to this other. What I found interesting is, like, I'm finding the same thing online that you did, as far as we are going to order some extra seeds. And out of like 18 different seeds, they only had four in stock. However, when we took our children, our grandchildren, back to my daughter, I told my wife, I said, I'm going to swing in to a couple of stores here and see what they've got. I wanted to look at Lowe's, and I wanted to go into Costco and Natural Grocer and look in there and stuff. Would you believe, Vince, there in Natural Grocer and in Lowe's, there is racks of full seeds. I mean everything. I couldn't believe it.
I believe it, but nobody wants
anyway,
to go there.
I'll finish this on the other side.
Right, and the reason that they're there is nobody wants to go there. Nobody wants to be in public because it's communicable by breath, it's communicable through the air, it's communicable through bodily fluids, pee, poop, sweat. It's pretty risky, and I understand it. And the employees don't want to be there. Nobody wants to be out there until this burns out. We'll be right back.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.